Weber is a doomed man. Crime boss J.T. Daugherty passed sentence on Gordy, assigned August Jansen to be Gordy's executioner. And as you know, Gus Jansen hopes to arrange it, so Kate Beekman will be blamed for the murder. A few moments ago, Gus spoke to the man he plans to kill. Gus needled Gordy into phoning Kate Beekman. And as you know, Gordy took the bait. Gordy did phone the girl. Told her it's urgently important for her to come to his apartment. Now it's 9 at night. Immediately after Gordy phoned Kate. As in the Beekman home.
Who was on the phone, Katie?
What, Pa?
I say, who was on the phone?
Oh, a wrong number.
Must have been an awful wrong number. They talked long enough.
Pa.
Come on, get your coat, baby. What time is it?
Just after 9.
Well, your mother said the hen party would break up about 9:30, so you and I can stop and get an ice cream soda. Hmm? Or should we wait till we meet Mother and we all have one?
Pa,
yes. Here's someplace.
What someplace?
Oh, I got a government form to mail tonight.
Oh.
Here it is. Now, all I got to do is find the stamps. You got any stamps?
No. Please, Pa.
Baby, as general manager of Nicholas Importing Company, it's my responsibility to get this mailed in time. Hey, where would your mother put the stamps, huh?
Oh, probably in the desk.
Desk? When you say so.
Well, I don't know they're in the desk, Pa.
Sure, here they are. What did they make that glue at? No, don't tell me. I'm better off not knowing. Okay, what are you waiting for? You haven't even put on your coat?
Well, I'm not going to.
No. Well, maybe it's warm enough for you, kid, but your old man is getting old.
Why, you are. You look younger than you used to.
Well, you want to know the truth, Katie? I feel like a kid. It's like I told Mr. Mason when he called a while ago.
Oh?
Yeah, that's why I asked you who called. I thought he might have phoned back.
It wasn't Mr. Mason. What did you tell him, Pa?
Huh? I guess you know I've been a real lucky guy. I'm the number two man in the company, and Mr. Nicholas gave me his word. It won't be long before he steps out and I take over. Anyhow, I told Mr. Mason I keep expecting somebody to tap me on the shoulder and say, "Wake up, bud. Dream is over."
Oh, it's no dream, Pa. And you haven't just been lucky. You've earned it all.
No. Earned the promotion, maybe, but I didn't earn my family. Katie, it's going to make your mother awful happy when I tell her you quit your job.
Pa.
I know you told us the job was okay and they treated you nice, but just the same, we kind of worried. But that's all behind us. Come on, let's go tell her.
Pa, I don't think I'll go.
You said you'd walk with me.
Well, I don't think I will, if you don't mind. I'm tired. More tired than I realized.
Well, sure, baby. It's up to you.
Thanks, Pa.
The only thing is, I know how I felt when you told me you quit that nightclub job. I wanted you to tell Mother yourself.
Can't you tell her, Pa?
Oh, sure. You bet I will. I wish I could tell her all of it.
What?
I think we're going to get that house, baby.
Oh, Pa.
I'm not certain.
But you think so?
Uh-huh. With Mr. Mason's help, it's almost in the bag. But I won't tell your mother until the papers are signed and sealed. I keep expecting that guy to tap me on the shoulder.
I don't see how you can keep it a secret.
Guy walking behind me helps.
Oh, Pa, nobody's going to tap you on the shoulder. Is it the house you told me about?
It's got a rose garden.
Oh, Mom's always wanted a rose garden.
Plenty of room for you and Sister and Timmy. Where do you see the room your Ma and I have? It's big. It's as big as this living room. It's bigger. Of course, that's the master bedroom, and you're looking at the master. You sure you don't feel like walking to meet Mother?
You go ahead. I'm going to bed real early.
All right. You know best, kid. Give your old man a hug. Good night. Good night, honey.
Good night. Send a taxi to 8118 Morrell Street. And I'm in a very big hurry, so if you can send one immediately. I'm going to the Graydon apartment. Yes, the Graydon. Thank you. Oh, I can see Gordy and, and get back before Pa and Ma come home. Pa will never know I saw Gordy. I can't let him know. Pa!
Yeah? Remember me?
Aren't you going to walk Ma home?
Huh? Oh, sure, but I waltzed right out of here. Didn't take the report with me.
Oh.
What did I do with it?
You had it,
Pa. I know I had it. I put stamps on it, honey, and then I stuck my pocket on it. I take the prize. There it is in my pocket.
Oh.
Said you, Katie, if I keep on like this, the guy who taps me on the shoulder will have a straitjacket. You ever hear about the guy who was so happy he went crazy, baby?
No.
Well, you were looking at him. Sure you won't change your mind? No?
You understand, Pa?
Sure. Go right to sleep, baby.
Oh. He is happy. For the first time since he came home, he... Oh, I'm so sorry I had to lie to him. But I'm going to see that he stays happy.
Meanwhile, in the office of Attorney Perry Mason...
And I feel that the above explains the position of client thoroughly, very truly yours, etc., etc.
You want some more coffee, fella?
Mmm. Oh, I need something to keep me awake.
The company or the
hour? Neither. It's just fascinating letters you dictate, counselor.
I dictate very good letters.
Mmm. Party of the second part referred to here and after is the second part together with the party of the third part.
I want to see who's the party at the door.
Somebody knock? I'll be glad of any diversion.
Hi, beautiful.
Oh, come in, diversion.
What'd you call me?
Never mind, Paul. Della is sleepy.
Oh, that's too bad. I took a chance you guys are working late. I've been working myself. I'm still working.
Now?
Yes, yes. I'm Paul Drake, head of the Drake Detective Agency. I'd like to ask you people a few questions, such as... I thought Ed Beekman's old cellmate is named Gordon Weber.
He is?
And I thought Gordon Weber, called Gordy, is a skunk.
Well, you had experience with him, Paul.
Yeah, Gordy's a skunk. Ed Beekman knows he's a skunk, right? Well, now I'm going to tell you about a piece of brilliant detective work.
Yours, of course.
Naturally. I went over all the records of your investigation of the auto theft syndicate. And for some reason, I got to thinking about the nightclub near where the syndicate guy was killed. I just had one of those hunches that every brilliant investigator gets from time to time. I won't try to explain to the layman.
It isn't necessary. I distinctly remember Perry suggesting you look into that nightclub.
Oh, go away and don't bother me, will you, dear?
Go ahead, Paul.
Well, let's get back to Gordy Weber.
If you have a reason.
I've got a reason. As I understand it, Ed Beekman's daughter knows good and well what kind of a guy Gordy is. Also, Kate knows how her old man feels about Gordy. With reason, of course. Well, I took a look at that nightclub.
Kate works there.
She has been. She quit today, but she has been working there for months. Gordy Weber manages that club, Perry.
You mean he just started to?
No.
But Kate quit her job.
Not because Gordy's manager. He's been manager for months. Kate's been working for him for months.
Are you positive it's the same Weber, Paul?
I didn't see him. He's out of the club tonight, but the description fits and the address. Weber lives in the Graydon Apartments, remember?
Yeah.
So there it is. I don't know why she's been working for him. Of course, I don't know yet if Weber has a tie-in with the auto theft syndicate, but I thought I'd tell you about Kate Beekman and Gordy Weber. I can't figure it out, Perry. Oh, I know she's a young, headstrong kid, but... Well, I'm leaving it in your lap. I'll see you, people.
The discovery Paul made was inevitable. Sooner or later, it was certain to be revealed Kate worked for Gordy. But what do you think will be the effect of the discovery now? I can promise shocking and dramatic developments in the immediate future. So you'll join us tomorrow, won't you?